Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief for the week of March 30th, year of our Lord, 2020. AWS was up to its normal shenanigans last week in an abnormal week, but before we get into that, I'd like to thank our first sponsor of the week, DigitalOcean. That's right, working with clouds can be confusing, challenging, and difficult to wrap your head around all of the different services, or you can use DigitalOcean. You can get up and running within minutes, not weeks, and what they offer is fully featured, ranging from the typical cloud services you would expect all the way to a fully managed Kubernetes offering. To learn more, visit do.co/screaming. That's do.co/screaming. Now, what did AWS get up to last week? A few things. Amazon EKS updates service level agreement to 99.95% uptime. But let's not kid ourselves here. The control plane is not why your Kubernetes-hosted application is having availability problems. Amazon Kinesis Data Streams now supports scaling up to 10,000 megabits per second throughput with a single API call. Amazon Kinesis Data Streams now supports draining your entire corporate bank account with a single API call. Amazon Managed Blockchain now supports Amazon CloudWatch logs. But it's a distributed ledger. Why does a blockchain service need external logs at all? I've been told repeatedly that blockchain is the future by some of the worst people on the internet. Surely they would not have misled me. Amazon Redshift now recommends sort keys for improved query performance. Soon, Amazon Redshift will recommend going for a walk to calm down, getting a full 8 hours of sleep a night, and just signing your entire estate over to Amazon Redshift. AWS App Mesh adds support to connect services deployed in multiple AWS accounts into a shared mesh. The alternative, of course, was historically to use many different app mesh to achieve the same thing. AWS Cost Explorer now offers savings plans recommendations for member/linked accounts. Freaking finally. Do you have any idea how painful it can be to go account by account to get these? Painful enough that I had to write something custom to do this for us. I am thrilled to be spackle punched by AWS on this one. AWS Data Exchange released multiple console enhancements, making it easier for subscribers and providers to interact with data sets. Now, this is a podcast, so I would try to explain the console changes in words, but wouldn't it be easier to see a picture? Well, this blog post also describes the change in words without a single picture. AWS Global Accelerator launches TCP termination at the edge. Meanwhile, due to unprecedented demand, several other cloud providers this week launched TCP termination on the floor. AWS Managed Services expands big data capabilities with support for Amazon SageMaker, AWS LakeFormation, and Amazon Cloud Search. You're going to spend this week wondering whether Cloud Search is real or if I just made it up to have fun at your expense. AWS Outposts is now supported in AWS GovCloud US regions. That's right, AWS is now shipping racks to governments just in time for those governments to have nobody in the office to receive them. It's not their fault any, but wow, was the AWS timing on this one freaking unfortunate. AWS Service Catalog quotas can now be managed through AWS Service Quotas. Another release to the tune of AWS Service discovers other AWS service and becomes romantically involved. Speaking of services with which you should become romantically involved, this episode is also sponsored by Chaos Search. That's right, log analytics done correctly rather than badly. Wrangling the Elasticsearch portion of the Elk stack has always been fraught and difficult and expensive. Chaos Search handles all of this for you with basically the same API that you've already come to know and tolerate, but averaging for less than 80% discounting off of what you're currently paying. How do they do it? The data lives in your own S3 bucket. Get it there however you'd like. They have a specialized compression algorithm. I know. And then they have something that searches through that index and spits out whatever it is you query it, the same way you would query anything that was Elasticsearch based. And those run in containers. So you can scale the storage and you can scale the compute completely separately, as opposed to having them tied inexorably together in a death till you part situation. Check them out and learn more today at chaossearch.io. And please ask them why, in the name of God, they capitalize the name of their company every time, because I'm tired of yelling Chaos Search every time that I read it. AWS Systems Manager announces enhanced AWS Resource Groups view, which is yet another visual change without a picture to show us what the hell it actually looks like. Introducing AWS Solutions Consulting Offers. This is a boon to AWS partners everywhere once they finish running the sadistic gauntlet that is the AWS Partner Network's qualification requirements. Introducing voicemail for Amazon Connect. Allow me to quote directly from the article. The solution deploys Amazon Kinesis video streams, Amazon Kinesis data streams, AWS Lambda, Amazon DynamoDB, Amazon S3, Amazon API Gateway, Amazon Transcribe, and Amazon CloudFront, and uses Amazon Cognito for authentication. To hell with everything about this quote-unquote solution, because I'm digging my old ass answering machine out of the attic instead. I mean, seriously, who the hell writes a sentence like that and decides, oh yes, this is a service customers will love to maintain and deploy their damn selves? Updated classroom course, DevOps Engineering on AWS. This sounds awesome if any of us ever get to set foot in a classroom again. Use Amazon VPC endpoint policies for granular control of Amazon EC2 APIs. While very handy, the complexity increase this is going to introduce to various customer accounts promises to be an absolute blast for the rest of us. Announcing tier support for APN partners impacted by COVID-19 from the AWS Partner Network blog. We're freeing partners up from our sarcastically onerous requirements to focus on actually running their businesses, is what they're saying, and it really says something about the AWS Partner Network, but I don't think what they're saying is what they want to be saying. There's a build for COVID-19 Global Online Hackathon that I have no snark to deliver around because this is neither the time nor the place for my nonsense. New low-cost HDD storage option for Amazon FSx for Windows File Server. This enhancement actually makes an awful lot of sense. Windows file sharing has always been painfully slow, so why would you possibly pay extra to have fast disks? Introducing the Amazon Chime SDKs for iOS and Android. You know, I'd never considered Chime as the messaging system that could underlie other applications before. Usually, I just think of Amazon Chime as a chat service, a video conferencing tool, or a sad punchline. Building a trash sorter with AWS DeepLens. You are, of course, forbidden from using the DeepLens trash sorter to disambiguate between the good parts of AWS and the other services which, due to sympathy during this troubled time, I will not call out by name today. Automating AWS Security Hub alerts with AWS Control Tower lifecycle events. Join us next week for the sequel. Automating the deletion of noisy AWS Security Hub alerts with AWS, for God's sake, leave me alone. Duplicating infrastructure on AWS. There's a blog post that contains 681 words about duplicating AWS infrastructure, and not a one of those 681 words is cost. Remediate drift via resource import with AWS CloudFormation. Let me cut to the chase of this entire solution that they are proposing. The way that resource importing plus drift detection work is abandon the resource in CloudFormation, update the template, then re-import the resource. That only sounds terrible because it is. Simplified bring your own license experience using AWS License Manager. Simplified and license management should never, ever appear in the same sentence because no one believes you. Earth observation using AWS Ground Station, a how-to guide. It feels like this blog post really could have been an email to the half dozen companies currently using or exploring using AWS Ground Station. The rest of us are sitting here wondering how the hell we got onto this mailing list in the first place because we don't have satellites in orbit. Use AWS Lambda authorizers with a third-party identity provider to secure Amazon API Gateway REST APIs. Using a third-party identity provider with serverless is simple and straightforward after you wire together a half dozen other things to take advantage of them. Serverless computing. No, you fix it. Six ways to reduce your AWS bill. I disagree with none of those six ways, but as a cloud economist myself, I may have a seventh way in mind. Visit duckbillgroup.com to learn what I'm talking about. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Thank you to DigitalOcean and Chaos Search, and to all of you for listening. Please stay safe out there, and I will talk to you next week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts anyway, and tell me how you're spending your time in quarantine.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.